He opened Simon Sadi Hey at the very beginning, something which is actually quite shocking. Very beginning. Dogim shenis bashlu or shenitzlu begeva shel basa rechutu yofa shen shem shuman davik ba mutu lochel bakutach not for not mefurshe gemara says the Bera Gola maskonas ha-gemara gam aliba de rav. What? Aliba de rav? I didn't even notice this. Aliba de rav? I thought rav disagrees. So that's a weep for rav. Take a look at the gemara. Look at the gemara on Tosis anyway. Let's read the story again one more time. And we'll see that the story can be read in many ways. We sort of glossed over it yesterday. We have no alternative to go back to the story to see where this Bera Gola is coming from. It was a story. What's the story? Let's review the story again in the fourth wide line in Tufir Alvin Bez. Rav Ikla the Bay Rav Simi Barab Chia Barab. No, that's not the story I'm looking for. That's the original story, Bechlola from the next story. That's what I want. They said a Rav backed out. Did he back out? Didn't he back out? Let's take a look. The seventh line. Rabbi Lozer Havakoim Kameh de Mashmur. Imagine this. The Rebbe gives the time he doesn't eat. I gave it to your Rebbe Rav. He ate it. You don't eat. Also the Kameh the Rav. Did you back out? Because I thought Rav held it was also. Amalei chasle lezare da abba bar abba da lispili midi. Blow severely. Chas v'sholem, that Shmuel gave me something which I think is treif. What about the story? Lo hoyu dvara me'ola, Rashi says. That just leaves us a little bit unhappy. What, Shmuel made up a story out of nowhere? Lo hoyu dvara me'ola? What, Shmuel's up making up stories? So, this leads you to the paper trail that in the first Be'er Agola in Simon Sadi Hey, where he tells you, even according to Rav, at the bottom it says, Os Aleph and Agos Ve'horus, after the Gemara Shemavua, the Rav Polik, at the Shmuel Ve'oser, Ayin Knesset Agola, Hagos Atur Os Aleph, the Maskonas Agamara, Gam Rav, Gam the Rav Mutter. I looked it up. It's on my desk. You can look it up afterwards. Unbelievable Pshat he has, the Knesset Agola. Unbelievable Pshat. He makes the following suggestion. So like this. Look. Rav held that it was us. Shmuel held it was mutter. What do you do if you're not sure who's right? So Shmuel did the following test. Shmuel decided to give Rav these fish. What? The Rav holds it's us, you can't do that. So Shmuel had such faith in Rav. Hashem would never allow Rav eat something which is not kosher. Impossible. So if Rav eats it, means that I'm Shmuel, I'm right. You kind of test? If Rav eats it, means that this is printed in the sefer, page 171. That's right on my desk, you'll see. If Rav eats it, means I'm right. So according to Abshat, when Rav said, Chas that Shmuel should give me something which is treif, so I have to back, if I ate it, so therefore I have to, and in effect have to back out? Wow. Well, once Rav knew that Shmuel gave it to him, and I guess Rav agreed with Shmuel, he wouldn't eat something which is treif, it must be his mutter. A wild pshat. So once I was looking up Pshatim, I mentioned the Pshatim very briefly yesterday, I looked at it again, it's found in the Masifta Gemara, which right now is also on my desk. I'm supposed to return it, but meanwhile it's on my desk. They give two Pshat, the one I told you yesterday briefly, and another one even more creative. The one I told you yesterday is in the Be'er Sheva, quoted the Maharashtra. Quite a remarkable interpretation. Shmuel told a lie. Quoted the first Pshat, Shmuel told the truth. He told a lie. Now, we don't tell lies just like this. There must be a reason to tell a lie. As I mentioned briefly yesterday, Shmuel was trying to find out, this Rebbe Lezer, what was driving him. Did he have his own private opinion? He held it was also not by that. In which case, Shmuel said, listen, you have your private opinion. I, as your Rav, I'm not going to impose my chumras on you. So you have every right not to eat it. Well, no. Rebbe Lezer had no opinion. He was just worried about what Rav had to say. And if that's the case, it's inappropriate for Rebbe Lezer to be making chumras in Shmuel's presence, who was also his Rebbe, just in order to worry about what a different Rebbe, Rav, was worried about. The only way that Shmuel could determine whether Rebbe Lezer had his own chumra, was only worried about Rav, is to lie and say, Rav backed out. Rav holds his mut. He sold Rav his mut, huh? And Rebbe Lezer didn't eat it anyway. You see from here, had his own private opinion. All right, so you shouldn't be eating it. That's quite a remarkable interpretation. That's what I told you yesterday briefly. And there's one more. He quotes the Chidushim of Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk in his Pirush on the Gemara. Also amazing. Shmuel gave it to Rav. True. How can he give Rav something which is treif according to Rav? Why is it treif? Because he holds that not by not is also. For the moment, we're going to assume that not by not is also because it tastes fleshiks. In other words, the dogim shalom bekara taste have a fleshik taste, and even though it's a weak taste, it's still a quanta rav also lochel bekutach. Says the Meir Simcha, no. Shmuel would never do that. Chas v'shalom. Shmuel tasted the fish first. Before he dipped in the kutach, he tasted the fish. There was no meat taste in the fish. None. No. If there's no meat taste in the fish, then everything is smut. There's no not parnas. There's no not at all. Zero. You don't taste anything. If you don't taste anything, then it should be, in fact, permissible. Why not? Oh. But then the question becomes, so what's he saying that he gave it to Rav, which implies that Rav perhaps backed out? Alum de Shavar. Fascinating. Since I, Shmuel, hold that it's mutter, Rav shouldn't trust me when I say I don't taste meat. Because for me, taste meat, don't taste meat, it's all the same thing. So Rav, the fact that Rav trusted me and ate the fish based on my say-so, that there was no meaty taste in it, indicates that Rav backed out. That's how Shmuel figured it out. Because otherwise I'm a suspect. Right? The meat doesn't mean anything. To which Rav said, no. I never backed out. I, Shmuel, a suspect. Chas v'sholem. Chas leh lezare de abba baraba. Deliciously, immediately, de lo severely. That's Rav is, Shmuel is not suspect. Shmuel thought that he himself was suspect. Called the Rav because he holds it as mutter. And Rav says, no. Shmuel's not suspect. He's such a trustworthy person. Even though he holds it not, but not his mutter, he wouldn't give me the fish unless he tasted it and made sure 100% there's no taste of meat. What another remarkable pshat. So we saw three pshatim, just thanks to the Bar Agola that you brought up before. One of them we mentioned briefly yesterday, the Barashtam, and the Barashtam, the other two are brand new. Yes, sir.
Why isn't there another pshat? I mean, it's a little bit not so good because it's against Rashi, but he's not going to feed me anything that I don't hold of. You're right, I backed out. It's mutter. It never says anywhere in the Gemara that he's backed out. It just says it would be Chasle Lazare de Abba Bar Abba that he would feed me something that I don't hold his mother. So why do we assume all of a sudden that he holds a tzasser? He fed it to him. He backed out.
That's another, in other words, Hodeh Be Mamish Mine. He said yes.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a little bit of a chiddush like a pshat, because
I mean, Rashi's the only one that tells us right. That he's Bar Meol.
Yeah, but otherwise he would just say yes, I backed out.
Well, because he was reason. Choshish. No, the reason why he said it like that is because he was choshish that Shmuel fed him something that he felt was usher.
Right.
How could you be choshish Shmuel?
Ah, but the short answer is yes.
Yes.
Could be. There's another pshat, a fourth pshat. And you have some pshat in the Bar Agola. Let's come to the fancy Hagos Knesset Gadol. Good. We have creativity in our shir. Fifth pshat, Max?
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, why not? You never know.
First two.
Yeah.
On the first pshat the Rebbe gave from the Masifta, where Shmuel was just trying to sort of test.
Right, that comes from the Marashtam.
But but from the fact that he later went to Rav to find out if this is in fact what Rav held, and he sort of would give the impression that he didn't believe Shmuel saying that
he didn't go back. He didn't go to Rav. Rav Elazar went to Rav.
Right. Exactly. Right. So the very fact that Shmuel was trying to test Rav Elazar to see where his motivations were coming from, if he later went to Rav to ask him, "Did you really say this?" He's sort of like checking up on Shmuel. It wouldn't seem that
this is all implied. It's okay. Yeah.
Also, on the second shot from Mary Simple, Vince, why wouldn't Rav have trusted Shmuel?
Because since Shmuel held that even if it tasted meaty, it's mutter anyway, not bar not, so he's not going to be so careful to taste it so carefully, is it tasted meat or not, because he doesn't care.
But even if he cared about Rav's...
That's what Rav answered. That even though an average person I wouldn't trust, but Shmuel, who was such a great Jew, him I could trust, that even though he had favorite exposure. Great. Adkan the Be'er Gola. Before I go any further, I wanted to mention that, though, Sammy reminded me, yesterday we discussed the question of whether the Ramban that we spoke about yesterday, which we're going to return, the Ramban says that if you have fleshig of pots washing, fleshig of dishes washing in the milchig of pan, Ramban is lenient in the matter. Is that connected to the Ramban's view, which we found in Chidushi Ramban? It's also on my desk, you can look it up, on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amun Alf. There, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amun Alf, the Ramban has a line, which is against the Raivid who asked the question, didn't give this answer. And that line, Rabbi Osai, of the Ramban says that Lach is not Bolea Lach. We discussed this quite a while ago. Lach is not Bolea Lach. See, that's a leniency the Ramban has over there. Is that applied? Is that related to his leniency over here? Perhaps. In what sense? Perhaps. And that's just as a suggestion. Perhaps the two are connected in the following way. Since lach is not bolea lach, liquids don't literally swallow liquids. So the only way that one liquid can affect the other one is if they get mixed in. There's no bleed, it's only a tyrovis, and they can only get mixed in. As the Ramban put it, b'emso samayim. Right, this, the meat flavor gets into the water, and the meat milk flavor gets into the water. That's the only way to do it. And the Ramban has, we'll come back to the Ramban's other points later on. But according to the Ravid, who says the lach is bolea lach, so then we can argue, look, the water absorbed meat, the water absorbed milk. This question, it's not just a matter of getting mixed in, but it's actually absorption. Okay, so whatever absorbed meat is like meat, whatever absorbed milk is like milk, and therefore they're going to meet each other no longer with the shatchan of the mayim. They may be able to meet each other more directly because milky water absorbs milk, and meaty water absorbs meat, not just mixed in. So therefore, then once those absorptions take place, then they interact with each other without the intervention or medium of the water. That's a possibility of what someone was said yesterday. Fine. Now that we finished that possibility, and now that we finished the Baragola, let's turn our attention to the Mechaber and Ramah again. So the Mechaber clearly learns, Rabbi Osai, like those we showed him who are Mekil, Olu, Nitzlu, Nizbashlu, everything is mutter, which is a simple pshat. The simple pshat that everything goes, no distinction how it was heated up. So that's what the Mechaber writes. Okay, nitzlu, yisbashlu, olu, it's all the same. So paskins the Mechaber, like Tosfos, like the Ran, against the Rivon, and against the Rosh. So is the Mechaber. Fine. And there's something on the pot, butl b'shish. Good. So Siv Beis in the Mechaber, Beitoshen is Bashla b'mayim b'kdeira cholevis, Mutul oseis also b'tocha tarnagolis, afilu lechatchila, avon is Bashla b'kdeira imbasa, afilu b'klipa osu lechlochla b'kutach. Okay, that's not enough. Now the Ramo all of a sudden into Siv Beis, he could have said Siv Aleph already, he waited, he bided his time. Let Rav Yosef Kar finish. Say Aleph, Beis, now I gotta V'yesh machmirim b'tzliya u'bishul. Less or not barnat. We know Tzlia is the Rosh, Bishul is the Rivon, and Ramah is Machmer by both. The Talmid asked me, is there any Rishon who's Machmer explicitly when it comes to both of them? And the Mordechai goes back and forth. Whatever, either it's quoting a specific Rishon, or it's a combination of the Chumras and more than one Rishon, which the Ramah is, you know, certainly has a right to do. So there are different opinions. If you look in the Tziyunim, there's a whole slew of sources, say Sefer HaTrumah and the Rosh, Smag, Smak, and Gosh HaRidura. You look at those places, you'll find probably one of those sources that says they're both also. In any event, since both opinions exist, we saw Beferish, and most Choshesh for both of them. V'aminig, less of the Chatchila, because they're prohibiting sources, uv'diyevet muta b'chol inyin. Fine. As we mentioned yesterday, v'davka lechol im cholav v'abosar atzma avalitnan b'kli shalahem mutar l'chatchila. To put it down on the opposite kind of kli, it's permissible v'chein nogu. Then he says it quotes the Gemara v'chein lo nisbashlo nitzl tchila rak olu b'kli shalabosar mutar l'ochlan im cholav atzma furosh Gemara chein lehefach. That's the mafi Gemara. And then he says, once we're on the topic, we saw this in the Vechamudas yesterday, we'll come back to it. Stop. Not getting involved in Chorof right now. Chorof is another topic. Atkan, we saw the Mechab and the Ramah. And with me so far? So far, so good. Baruch Hashem. Beautiful. Terrific. Terrific. Now, look at the Shach. The Shach says, Sivkot and Gimel, V'amini lesa l'chatchila, la'ochlo b'kutach, uv'diyeved mutter, imnosan b'kutach, after the fact it's mutter. Aval, here's an important line, levashto l'chatchila b'kdeira shel bosar, k'dei la'ochlo b'kutach, Oster afilu the mechaber to see Oster, as the smak said, and I go smaymi. Rabbi Niruch, and the base verse quotes some more. Isavet Aruch, name of the Mordechai. The Mordechai didn't really say it, if you ask me, but the others presumably said it. What's he saying over here? My wife asked me, I'm out of pots. Let's say Chanukah coming up. Chanukah's coming. A whole slew of milch dishes. Oh, I'm out of pots. Use all the milch pots. Now I want to cook plain pasta. Plain potatoes. And what am I going to do with the potatoes? Well, I'll serve them on Chanukah with the Milch HaGesuda, and we'll put cheese in the pasta, we'll put butter in the potatoes. May one use a fleishig of pot, l'chatchila, premeditatedly, knowing that you're going to put cheese in the pasta and butter in the potatoes. Says the Shach, no. Not only no according to the Ramah, what's his l'chatchilas, but no even according to the Mechaber. What's the basis of this Chumrah? If you look at the base Yosef, it's based on the simple expression of the Gemara. The Gemara says, and of course, you know, in base, dogim she'olu bikara. It already happened. It already was prepared in the flesh of Kakli. Now the question is, may you put in butter, cheese, pudding, whatever. But the implication is that to prepare it in advance in a fleshika kli, in order, knowing in advance full well, you plan to add butter, cheese, pudding, whatever it is, milk, at the end of the day, that's not allowed. It's the implication. It's not explicit, but it's an implication which is found in many mefarshim. Many, many mefarshim. And he quotes a whole slew of them here in the Shach, Sif, Kotten, Gimel, based on the Lashon of the Gemara. Does anyone disagree? Well, the Beis Yosef claims that perhaps the Sefer HaTrumah disagrees. The Dark Emotion says, Chas v'Sholem, he never disagreed. And some say maybe he really did disagree. But he did or didn't. Halacha l'maaseh, we follow the psak of the Shach and Agos Smak, the Smak and the Beis Yosef. It's halacha l'maaseh, it's really true. You may not use your fleishika pot to cook parv, If you intend from the very beginning to put butter on that parva potato or cheese in the parva pasta, now how to do it? Why? Because the Gemara says dogma shall all be karo. It already happened. It was already put into the pot. Somebody put into the pot without thinking. Now I want to put in butter. Okay, but to put in the pot, in order to put in butter in the flesh of the pot, originally you may not do so. Yes.
If you really have no other pots to use and there's no neighbors around where you could easily borrow, so would that be considered a bidyevet where you could use it?
Good question. There was a concept called Shas Hadchak Kidyevet. The Shas Hadchak is there's no one, no pot, you ran out of pots completely, and you have no one to borrow from. I would say, so just don't put in cheese and don't put in butter. What's the big deal? You have to have it together. Your wife says yes. She puts a gun to your head. You farm your head. That's a pikuach nefesh already. That's called the onus. But then you stop. But, and you have to know case by case basis. Yes, sir.
Everybody, if the Ramban says that the flavor is not like real flavor because it's heter, then why would we say that?
You want to know what's this all about? Why is it us? What's this coming from? Don't ask me. It's all based on the lush of the Gemara. It doesn't say mutul lahalos dogim bikara kedei lochem kuto. It doesn't say that. Only the dogim shall all bikara. Application only if it happened already, but to make it happen in the first place would not be allowed. Does anybody disagree? The Dake Moshe, because the Beisos is the same as Truma as Mekel. Dake Moshe says he's not Mekel on that. Look carefully in the words. He's Mekel on the case where it already was cooked. And there are those who say, well, he's so expressive in the same as Truma. He so adds so many words, implying, at least as far as the Beisos was concerned, that he's even matter that. So maybe there is someone who holds his mutter. But even if there is someone, yes or no, Halacha L'Maaseh Paskin L'Chumra in this Shaila. Good. Any questions so far? Basic stuff. Yeah.
Is this only fresh kenaza?
No, we just kind of said afilu amachaber. That's what he said. Afilu amachaber.
But if Beis Yosef says
not like that, no, he doesn't say that. Beis Yosef claims that the Sefer Truma goes against the other five Rishonim. So it's five against one. Rambam says it's six against none. Either way, it's the majority is the same. Either a majority or totality. Yes, sir.
And just based off what you just mentioned, so according to Taz, the Mechaber doesn't seem like that, does it?
The Mechaber here doesn't say a word. In Beis Yosef, he quotes that from the Poskim. Here, he sort of says, after the fact. All the cases, he says, after the fact. Right? Nisbashla, Nitzla. He never says you're allowed to cook it. I mean, you can make the same dig in the Shulchan Aruch, you can make it in the Gemara, or you can reject it. But in Beis Yosef, which is he wrote that Sefer, he said that the vast majority are Machmir. Maybe the Sefer Truma is Mekel. The Ramah says that's not true, no one's Mekel. And so it's hard for you and me to be Mekel, even for a Sephardi, because the Shachs that even go to the Mechaber is also awesome. Beis Yosef, Karo, knew how to learn. It's also Sephardi. And he seems to say that it's also, even though the sources are primarily Ashkenazi. But he quotes them without comment. Doesn't argue with them. Okay. Fine. But at least with the Yevid, everything goes. Till you get to the Shach Dalet. Oh. But the Yevid Mutter. Umar Shal. Oser Afilu B'Diyevid B'Nitzlu Medina. The Marshal got it from the Rosh. The Rosh is the Pesach. We saw the Rosh. The Rosh seemed to say that it becomes a Nisbashlu a Mekel. Because it's maybe three knots. But when it comes to Nitzlu, we are Machmer Mikaridin. The question now becomes, Rabbi Osai, all these dinim, Lechatchila, for the Ramah, even B'Dieved, for the Marashal, are these dinim de Rabbonin or dinim de Arais? Rabbi Osai, let's figure this out. Not Barnat, if Olu is Mutter. What's the din if this Bashlu or Nitzlu? So it's Osir, the Kodra Ramah Lechatchila. And according to the Rosh, it's even also B'dieved by Nitzel. Are these dinim d'Rabbanan or dinim d'Orais? At first glance, if it is a din l'chatchila, it has to be mid'Rabbanan. You had a Tosfos in Masechta Nida I showed you. There's no l'chatchilas in B'dieved when it comes to Yisurim d'Orais. It's either all or nothing. But if you hold like the Rosh, for example, also even B'dieved by Nitzel, what is that din? Is that a din mid'Orais or is it a din Midrabbanan? That's the question. Okay? So, the Bari HaShulchan talks about this. And if you take a look in the Taz of Cotton Hay, there's a bit of a clue. Avalitnen Bekli Shalahem Mutter. To put, not to eat it with milk, but to put it in a milk in Kaddish. Why? The Bezeon Usomchim Alamatirim Gambibishul Utsliya Naparnat. With respect to the dish, we're willing to rely upon the Ran and Taisvis that say, no, don't give me these chumras. No difference between Olu and Nitzlu and Isbashlu. Everything is permissible. Everything is permissible. And of course, the question becomes, why is it so? So the reason may be that what this is how the Biurim talks about Bari HaShulchan. There's no Shalom of Doraisa. How can it be a Doraisa over here? It's not Derek Bishul Asra Torah. What you're doing is putting something which was cooked in a fleshing pot on a milk dish. There's no Doraisa over here. If you took it and put butter on it and hot cheese on it, it's one thing. You put it on a fleshing dish, or whatever, the milk dish is cooked in a fleshing pot, no Shalom of Doraisa whatsoever. That's why we rely upon these mekilim with respect to litnan b'kli shalem. That's how he explains. The implication of that, Rabbosai, the implication of that is that otherwise, the shava d'oraisa. And that's what we're machmir. And he goes as far as to discuss as the Bari HaShulchan. What about chicken? Chicken is the rabbanon. Maybe all these chumas shouldn't apply to chicken because chicken is the rabbanon. The same as he put it on a dish with mekel in the Ramah, because the Rabbanon, that's shot in the Taz of Cotton Hay. So to buy chicken, you can take chicken which is fried in a fleshika pot and put on butter. It's only the Rabbanon. Wow. At the end of the day, chicken's out. But nah. People are going to confuse chicken and meat because we always equate them in our minds. It's not the same as putting it in butter or putting it on a milk dish. In people's mind, that's a much bigger distinction than between chicken and meat. Adkan, the words of the Bari HaShulchan, you can look it up if you want to. I'm saving time by not quoting it inside. You'll find it in Sifkaten Chof Gimel. You'll find it, and you'll find it in Sifkaten Chof Zayin. That's where the discussion exists. However, as we often find, that today's Gedolei Olam fight with each other, which is the Machlokos Hashem Shemayim, so for this kind, the Megillah Sefer, who often quotes the Bari HaShulchan, they're both contemporary Gedolim, he says he thinks the whole assumption is wrong. He thinks all these chumras that we have over here in the Ramah, in the Shach, the Mashal, are all Madrabanon. It's all Madrabanon. All Madrabanon. That's how he explains the Lashon of the Rosh. Take a look, Rabbosai. Look in the Rosh, we had it yesterday, we read it again today. Good Chazara. Simen Chav Tes, towards the end. Here we go. The Rosh Rabbosai towards the end of Simen Chav Tes. V'li nira. It's for those who have my edition, it's page Reish Aleph, column 2, halfway down. V'li nira. The afleri von hakol mutter. Lo'osan is bashlu. Eat it with this milchik spread. Shetam or dip. Shetam sheni shalabos and osentam toch hamasha shalcholov. Aval hocha. Shetam sheni shalabos or shebetoch hamayim. Ein osentam toch hamasha shalcholov. Elamis arevim tam sheni shalcholov shebetoch hamayim. Nire shamayim mutorim vahakol mutor. So the Megillah Sefer says, what's pshat? What's pshat? Because he thinks, Rabbosai, that this is comparable to the Ramah that we just had. And in proving this point, he says, don't just look in the Ramah who says you're allowed to put into the Milch and Gadish and the Taz Hay. With respect to this, we rely upon the Megillah, the Ran and Tosis. Look further in the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim on that Taz. It's called Mishpat Zov. Sif katan hey. Okay. And he says as follows. He says, Dafke makutach habakli shalahen shari, umasha me arosham af lichatchila. Af lichatchila. And this is based on what we saw earlier. The Rosh is talking about the water, right? Going into the water. Of course, the Rosh says, even according to the Rivan, Osen is Bashlu, which means Nitzlu, he says. That's only Im Kutach, Hobekli Shalahen Shari, even Lechatchila, and that's how he understands it from the Rosh didn't say that Beferish. The Rosh is talking about the water, but he's equating the Kli with the water. And the only way to explain it, says the Megillah Sefer, is to assume that the entire Chumah is only by the Rabbana, and they will never make Mach when it came to either a Kli or a water. The only Mach that goes directly to the Kutach. If it had been a Daraisa, he says, this distinction wouldn't make that much sense. Adkan Dvarav HaKadoshim, since we have Machlokas over here, whether these Chumahs imposed in the Sugya are Chumahs Daraisa or Chumahs Darabonah. Again, I just threw in a little twist. Based on Tosfos Masechet Nida, even to contemplate that it's a Daraisa would have to be also even B'diyevet, which we have only according to the Rosh and the Marashal, as opposed to the other Chumahs which are only the Chatchila, which Pasha according to Tosfos have to be Dafka be Midirabonah, Pasha Psha. Fine. Prima Gaudim says, though, it was in a chumra here. Watch this. Ule inyan imuter levashel tchila bekli basa. Can you cook in a fleshika pot? Al das can't do it to put it into milk, even according to the mechabu we saw. Al das liten bekli cholev. You want to cook something in the fleshika pot? In order to put it in the milk of Kaddish. That's pretty far removed, would you say, right? Yeah.
Does that mean that there's some devils in the dish, or?
Empty dish. Empty milk of Kaddish. Empty, empty, totally empty. What's the din? Yeroe Lesser. Posted the Prechodesh, Ozayin, who says, Mistabra de la Haloso Mutal de Vashel, Bechule. So the Prechodesh is Mekil, and the Primogodim is machmir. Wow, this happens all the time, doesn't it? You cook in a fleshika pot, you tend to serve it on milchika kalim. Pretty much says, no way. Can't do it. I was just in Eretz Yisrael, as you know, last week. I believe it was exactly a week ago tonight, Tuesday. I ate in the house of one of my children, and they said, this is going to be an interesting meal. We're first going to serve the soup. Nothing's on the table. He's like apologizing to me. Here, the father comes in, and the table is bare. Usually, it's kind of everything's out there, the plates and the silver, bare, nothing there. He explained, because the soup which they're serving was cooked in a milchika pot. He didn't want to put it in fleshy dishes. He also had the prima gun. So they had it, I don't remember if it was either in milchika dishes or it was in disposable, since I don't remember right now. And after we finished the soup, then they brought out the finery, you know, the this is exactly a week ago. Now I'm looking at my clock, a week ago was about 8:30. Yeah, that's when it was in Israeli time. Just about exactly a week ago when this happened. Yes?
And the milchika pot they cooked in was a
Ben Yoma? Oh, he's talking like a Talmud Chacham now. What about if it's an Ben Yoma? Oh, so whenever we discuss anything in this simon, you have to always consider Ben Yoma versus Ena Ben Yoma. We all look what we just saw. V'cheinim hoya klishin esbashlo nitzlo lefgam shlo hoya Ben Yoma noagin heter lechatchila. Not only to put it into a kli, but even what? Even le ochon ne menashen. So if the soup pot was eno ben yomo, not only could the soup have been served
and a flesh of a dish, they could have given me, what would you put in? Chicken nuggets to put into this vegetable soup, because of the Eina Benyama of the Ramah. Right? What you're saying? Meiridik. I do not know the answer to your question. I didn't ask any questions. But you're saying if it had been Eina Benyama, not could they put it on the flesh, they could even put chicken nuggets into it. According to the Mefurash Ramah. Right? So patience. Let me find out. For tomorrow, if I get a hold of my daughter-in-law, I'll find if she remembers it was a Benyama or not. Yeah.
I learned this. I learned the Akula of the Chosmas Adam a long time ago that he says that
this is okay.
If you don't have any other dishes, it's not a Benyama.
No, but they had other dishes, though. But the question is, you know, they had other dishes. Maybe the Chatzchili shouldn't use it if you have other dishes. That's what it says. Fine. Rabosai, there's another brief shach. I want to see just Sitzkot and Vav, very short. We make up by Olam. Pirish, what does Olam mean? It's supposed to Nitzel. She'echad mehen, hakli o hadogim, chamin, as Tosfos says in the Rosh. Okay. Avalim shneim chamin, the Beis Yosef quotes, amatzosi kosuf, anonymous. Tahavale kin Nitzlu, as it writes to Ramon and a few other places. Based upon a Mordechai. That's a chiddush. I would have said nitzel means it's actually roasted on a fire. Here he's saying, if they're both hot, the pot's hot and the meat's hot, that's considered to be in the category of nitzlu, even though there was no roasting going on. It's a chumra of the shach over here in Sivkoton Vov. Fine. Narabosai, we went through the Pashup Shah. We're going to go back to some of the alumnus over here. Because Siv Gimel, which we're going to just look at now, is the source of the whole fight we saw yesterday in the Sefer HaTruma on the one hand and the Ramban on the other hand, and the Ran jumped to the defense of the Sefer HaTruma. It's all over here in Shulchan Aruch. Let's read together. Siv Gimel. Ka'orel shel basar shehutchu b'yorach olevis b'chamin sheyatzal lettuce ben afilu shneem b'nei yomon mutter should the havele not bar not the hetera, as long as it's no shuman, it's clean. If it's not clean, need 60 times the water as opposed to the grease. Fine. Ramon, v'yesh olstrim afilu ein shuman davik behen elam kain echem en akelem ena b'nei yomim mibliyas klirishin vos kol akelem mutarin. The water you throw out, fine. Whoa! This is Sefer HaTruma. Ramah passes, look on the side. Tur b'shem Sefer HaTruma. Where's the Mechaba passes like whom? Who's the Mechaba following? He quotes this from the Rashba. We know it's the Ramban. It's started by the Ran. So the Mechaba passes the Kula and the Shaila. Ramah passes the Chum. Any questions so far? I just read the Mechaba. Ramah, no more. Pashup Shah. This is based on what we saw in Yeshua yesterday in the Ran Barichas. Okay. So now, Rabbi Osai, let's have a little analysis over here. Dogim Sha'olu Bekaro. I will ask you the following Shaila. The taste in the fish. No butter yet. No cheese. No, nothing. Just plain fish. The taste in the fish. Is it considered fleshy good taste? Or is it not considered to be fleshik a taste? Yes or no? Is it fleshik or is it not fleshik? So the Ramban seems to say that it is fleshik. Right now it's still fleshik. Only thing is, Rabbi Osai, when it moves from its status of fleshik a time in the fish to the next station number 3, which is the milk, the butter, then it cannot ask. It's called Tam Shlishi. We saw that expression Tam Shlishi in the Ran Ramban. Tam Shlishi means, when we say not barnat, we really mean to say not barnat barnat. So we really mean to say. But the pshat is, not barnat in the second station, the second landing, at that point in time, it's still called fleshik. But, you're not eating fleshik a fish. Leave out the Zohar and other Gemaras by being dangerous for you. We're not going to discuss that too much right now. But you see, Nagamara, Dogim Shaul Bekara, why don't you worry about that alone? It should be dangerous. Okay, but not right now. So, So the answer is that when you move it into the milk, it's already a tam shlishi, and that's mutter. But while it's still in the dagim, the impression conveyed by the Ramban is it's still considered to be tam gomur. Remember the raya he brought? He brought the raya from the Gemara right over here on Kuf Yud Aleph from Yud Beis. It's also found in Tzadi Zayin. We saw it before. We saw it yesterday, quoted in the Ran, then we quote the raya from the Ramban. What does it say? The last few narrow lines in Kuf Yud Aleph from Yud Beis. Kedera shabishal ba'basar lo yavashal ba'cholov v'yambishal b'nosin tam. What does that indicate, Rabosai? What happened over here? Kedera shabishal ba'basar. So things went from the meat, right, into the kedera, and then they go into the milk. So it's usher. It's absolutely usher. It's usher. Oh. Why? Because the tam sheni of the basar is in the cholov. So Rambam, tam sheni is very halachically significant. Very halachically significant. So the question becomes, Rabosai, we saw this yesterday. Let's open it and see it again. Open it again, Rabosai. We have to chaz this. You look at me, a little blank looks over here. Open to the Ran again. Open the Ran, what page was it? Mem, or Mem Aleph. And our print, what was it again? Kuf. Chof Aleph. No? Kuf Yutes. Kuf Yud Tes. What did Ramban say? At the Sefer Truma, who asked it, the case of here, right in Sif Gimel, it made a mistake. That's the same. Hainu Dogam Shalom Bekara, Mut Lachlan Bekutach. He plugs in three substitutes. Dekara Hainu Kara, that's an identity, that substitute. Mayim Roskin Shapolta Behem, Hainu Dogin. Whatever came out of the hot water, pull things out of the dish that you're washing. That's the equivalent of what? Of the fish. Machvas choleves, hainu kutach. And the milchik pan, and they wash the dishes like the butter. Kishem shadogim muta la'ochlan b'kutach. Lada put butter on the fish which was cooked in a flesh of kakara. Kacha mayim halalu, Rabosai. So to this water, mutaliten also ben bekutach ben bechpleit escholos shememachvis v'dover baru. I need three tamim. You have three tamim. Basar bekoros, koros b'mayim, mayim becholov. And we don't say that the cholov in the water is misari with the tam sheni shel basar shebehem. We don't say that. Why? Kishem she'ein omrim. Bidogim, the tam cholov shebekutach. That's the source. It's the primary source. There is milk in this, somehow this dairy pudding. We don't say nivla bidogim v'yosra. No, wait a minute. Quote the Ramban. The dogim themselves have a bona fide fleshika taste. Very nice. That can no longer aser the milk. Why can't the milk aser it? That's Ramban's kasha. What did he answer? V'chein bidin. Kishain Basar Shabadogam of Amayim Osrin, Achis Arabim Acholov, Vitnutam Zebozer! Bezebozer! Shain Basar Bacholov, also the Olam, Elabanos in Tam, both directions. Have a Tam Shlisha called Mutter, because it's Tam Shlisha in one direction, which is matter. Even though it's a Tam Rishon or Shain, other direction, doesn't matter. You need them in both directions. This is the famous Pshita of the Ramban. Rabbos said we saw it yesterday, we'll see it again today. We'll probably see it again tomorrow. Everybody has the chaz of the Ramban. Ramban is very important. This, Rabosai, is Shita Saramba. Good. Tosfos disagrees. What Tosfos? Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Give a look. Tosfos disagrees. Kuf Yud, this is not my point. Rabbi Akiva makes this point. Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph introduces a sugya, which is not limited to a case where you had to go from the tam sheni of the dogim into the kutach. No, the everyone agrees it's mutter, furish. Tosfos is discussing a case we're analyzing the tam sheni as such, in and of itself, without it spilling over into a third object. Where is that? Take a look at Tosis. Please open up the Tosis. Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Where Tosis discusses, look carefully, please. Tosis discusses the case of Avodah Zara, Sugas and Tzadi Zion, and Avodah Zara, Daf Ayin Vav, and Zvachim Tzadi Zion. We're discussing the meat itself. Meat itself, Rabosai, which was in a pot, and it becomes Noser, Yotze, all that whole story. There, the meat itself, Rabosai, we say, according to Shitas HaTosfos, is weak in the second, in its, after it landed a second time. From the meat to the pot and back to the other meat, it landed a second time, already it's Shvach. Not going to become Shvach when it goes to the third step. It's already Shvach. Why is it already Shvach? Because we're going to already invoke the principle of not bar not the hetera and explain why the Eastern Nose is not going to be Chal later on, because at the moment that it came in, it was weak. But wait, it's not a not by not. There's no third taste over here. It's just it's that meat itself, the second taste. The answer is that in contrast to the Ramban, that maintains that the second taste is still a bona fide taste, and only you can't give it to a third item. Tosos, no, the second taste itself is huklash, and if it's huklash on both sides, the shame noser yotze etc. is not going to take effect upon it. Oh, it's not going to take effect upon it. Of course, the question becomes, Rabosai, so what do you do with the case that we just saw in Kufir Alpha Beis? Rabosai, if you have a pot which is, let's quote it over here, Kdeira Shabisha Babosar, Liavasha Bacholov, Vimbisha Benosin Tam, why shouldn't we say that the second landing is weak? The second landing is weak? The answer is no. While it's landing, if I'm going to use that expression, I showed you this yesterday with my foot. While it's landing, it's creating problems. While the meat from the pot is landing in the milk, at that moment in time, it's creating problems. What's the fight over here? When does it become weakened? When does it become weakened, Rabosai? According to the Ramban, it becomes weakened, listen carefully, as soon as it leaves a particular item. When it leaves the item, it becomes weakened. According to Tosfos, it only becomes weakened after it lands. It's called physics or metaphysics. When does it become weakened? When it leaves or when it lands? The cord that Ramban, it becomes weakened when it leaves. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so why is it aser the milk? Meat. The answer is you need three knots. Not but it's really three knots, because the second knot is still a problem even after it lands. Tosfos says no. The second time is not a time after it lands. Let's chazer again. The Ramban says, one more time, say it better. The Ramban says that according to, as soon as it leaves, it's weakened. Tosfos says no. It's only weakened after it lands. But once it lands for the second time, it's already weak. That's the case of the Zvachim Tzadi Vav and Avodah Zarah Ayin Vav. So according to Tosfos, once it lands a second time, it's already weak. According to the Ramban, no, it doesn't become weak upon landing. It becomes weak upon leaving. You can't say it becomes weak upon leaving the first medium, because otherwise you don't can't bring the Gemara of Kedera Shabishu of Osimash Mechovim Vim Osim Ben Osim Tam. How can that be? You already left the first medium. The answer is, that's leave two medium and go into the third landing. Once it leaves item number two on its way to number three, then it becomes weakened. Ad kan de machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. As a matter of fact, give you a better taste. Whoever has the biurim here, the very first one, opening line, the Ramaskas, you guessed it, dogim. The word dogim, the first word in the siman. It's about 3 pages on that word dogim. Not surprising. In the Sefer Bali of Yerum and the Bali of Shulchan, on the word dogim is a piece which spans 3 pages. It starts Rav Osai, where the word dogim is found on page Reish. Pei Dalid, you find the word Dogim, and if you go to the third page in, which is Reish Pei Vav, he explains the lumpus over here. Mashiach Lach, about the 12th line in page Reish Pei Vav in the Biur. Im Klishus Atam Denat Barnat Bo Mnei Shelo Yotza Kulo Meakli Latocha Macho Dogim Or Bukara. Not all of it came out. That throughout the Shita we call that Shita's Ha. Shitas ha Ramban, that when it goes out, it doesn't all come out. It gets weakened. Oh no! Odhu b'pnei, shemikabel ha-tam, tahayinu ha-dogim, ha-dogim ha-klishimheim, es tam ha-boser ha-bolasocho, ayadev shemisar v'smazagimo. After it lands, Rabosa. After it lands. That's the machlokas between Tosfos and Ramban. Is it when it leaves? If that's the case, Rabosai, it's only after it leaves a second time, and not by not, it's really the truth. That's the Shita Haramban. Or when it lands, has to make a second smooth landing in order to be mutter. But if the second landing is not smooth, it's going to asa. That's how we explain the brisa that tells if you have a flesh sugar pot, you cooked in milk, it's going to be asa. So I saw a very beautiful pshat in the Megillah Sefer. It's so beautiful, I want to show it to you in the text. Benjamin, are you able to help me out? I'm sorry to bother you again. I'd like to show you this in the text, because this Rabosai is a Lamda Shashayla. But this Lamda Shashayla relates directly, at least according to the Megillah Sefer, at least at first glance, to the Machlokas that we saw later between the Ramban and the Sefer HaTrumah. What's the case of the Ramban and Sefer Chum? Let's chazir on their case. Their case is, I'm washing dishes. I'm washing fleshig dishes in a milchig pan. Okay, let's chazir on who said what. The Ramban is Mekil, and the Sefer Truma is Machmir. And Tos seems to go along those lines. Tos is here, Kuf Yud Beis Oman Aleph. Tos goes back and forth on this issue. Let's read it together inside the little chazara. Ukara Shemishtamishin Ben Basar. Look inside the last 12 lines of Tos. Shehutchu b'machmas shalchala b'kli rishon shnei b'nei yomim yesh lesser. He wants to ask, even if the rivan is incorrect, even if it's clean, no shamnunis, for two reasons, a technical reason, they touch each other, but even the last four lines tells even more important. Blodami klal ledogim shalchala b'kara dok shatam sheni shalbosa b'shalchala b'nichas b'mayim miyad netzra mayim. They didn't make a smooth landing. Tosis requires. Hey, wait a minute. Oh, thank you. Sadi hey. Try it a little further. Hold on, I want to show you the inside. Here we go. Take a look, Rabosai. Watch this. Thank you. Next. Oh. Let's chazar again. I both say chazar is always good. This is a good chazar. What we just said. The beer din zeh of not by not is the machlokas we show. Medibir Ramban, the Ran quotes, we just saw it. Tam abosar shem bedogim hu tam gomer. Virak tam abosar hayotze me adogim lecholov hu tam kolch. Then bekochol lesas acholov lochein gam mutol leochon yachad. And the Ramban proves his point. Kedeva shabasa, shabisha b'cholav acholav neser. Av shetam abosar yotze l'cholav hu tam sheni. The tam rishon l'toch hakedera, u'me hakedera l'cholav habi tam sheni. Muchach mizeh shetam sheni hu adayin tam gomur. Ela she'ein b'kochol ahatin dvorim acherim. You with me so far, Mosai? Tam two is aser. Tam two can't answer number three. Frek the Ramah, it's a good chazara, good chazara. Aye, true, the dogim can't put taste into the milk, but the milk could put taste into the meaty part of the fish. It wasn't weakened yet, according to Shita Saramban. So Ramban has his famous answer. We just read it before. Has to be mutual, one into the other. And the basar can't be matim the cholov, because it's already number three. Eino nasa basar b'cholov, afsha cholov yochol hatim es habasar, because it's number one. Ad kan de Ramban. Says Rebbe Akiva Eggers, I mentioned you before, this is why I mentioned Rei Zayin. Tosfos here and in Zvachim argue. And they say that tam habasar shebetoch hadogim hu atzmo kolosh v'yein shein basar olav. How do you know? Darei nokdu the tam b'sar hashlomim shebelua b'kli mi bishul shel esmo v'hu yotzei v'nivla b'shlomim shebevashim ayom. Ein chal olav yisun nosar. Why? Ho il v'hu tam sheni shel heter u'muchach that tam hasheni b'atzmuso hu tam kolosh. The tam sheni itself is kolosh is weakened. V'araya, the shem nos that can't be chal on it. Here, there is no third surface into which it falls. The second itself is weak according to Shitas Hatosis. Ulefizeh einech reach lomar shebebasa becholav ein ayisur chal at yesu zeh zeh kamo shetzolim das Ramban. Maybe Tosis disagrees with the whole principle. Maybe he disagrees. Fine. I kedera shel basar shebishel b'cholov shacholov nesa. Why is that milk prohibited? After all, according to Shitas HaTosfos, the second one is already weakened. Kosvu Tosfos b'svachim. The rak hatam arishon hu dehetera. Aval tam sheni hu kvar deisura kolomar. Shahahaklosha hashnia. Watch this new modern Hebrew. Nases achre shekvor nesar. The local Ramban shehaven bezeh the gamat tamasheni who adayin deatera. What does that mean? What does that mean? What do the words mean? It's hard to understand from this citation. We'll go a little bit further. We'll figure it out. But beer machloks and nirish and nechleku masai. Nigmeres ha'klosha shnia. That's how Tosfos with Raksha Noch B'tavshil Nikla Shatam Aydeat Hisarvuso B'tavshil. We saw it in the Beurim. The fish weakens the flesh of the taste. V'lchein tam abos ha'yotzi mikli l'cholov hu adayin tam rishin. When it goes from the pot into the milk, it hasn't rested yet. It's still moving. So it's going to be mamash flesh of the tam to ask in the milk. V'nesa me'acholov. It's not been out the Yisur already. Hashem, if you're on ban, Shahaklosha Shnia Nigmeres, Bitsiyoso Meakli, Shaloyote Kolatam, as we saw in the Beurim, Ukshetam Abosa Yote Lecholov, Hu Yote Kvar, Acharaklosha Shnia, who said all this? The Beurim. So the Nupsha. The Ramban therefore requires a shlishi, gimel, and Tosfos says no. Tosfos says already the not barnat on the second time has also been weakened, but only weakened after it lands, after it already landed, because Tosfos learns that it's the food which weakens Rabosai what fell into it, and the Ramban says no. The minute it leaves the pot, it's already weakened. That's a fundamental dispute we saw already between the Bnei Shulchan that I read to you and the Megillah Sefer. It works out very nice. Oh, so far, so good. This is in the Lumdus. How does it translate into the practical world? Here's the brilliance of the Megillah Sefer. V'nei matzinu, sharishonu nechleku, v'madiach yachad, klei bosu v'klei chol. Tosfos in Sefer HaTruma, shamayim nesorim v'osrim esakelim, v'kosu atam ishum shetam ha-bosur v'hacholov, Shenichnosim b'mayim miyad ne'esorim o lifnei shespiku li'kolesh. When meat meets milk in the pot, when they're being washed together, before I have a chance to get weak, they explode with each other. And the Rabban says, no, not Barnat. Nechlechu l'shitosom. L'fi atos v'srak l'shatam. Noch b'mayim hu niklash. After it landed. Uvadochas kelim. Hatamim nifkoshim od. Lifnei shenochu b'mayim. V'avitam sheni di yisura. Meiridik. Beautiful. This Torah is like a Sefer HaTshuva. Aval if you're Amban. Shatam ayotim me'akli. Hu kvar tam sheni b'tziyoso. V'ein kvar b'kocho. Lahatim acherim. Two is already is unable to make three prohibited. If kenatam sheyotzi me'akelim hu tam sheni v'yesh b'mayim mifgash. I like that. Shel tam sheni shel basar im tam sheni shel cholov v'yein b'kocham lesor zezeh meridik. Rambata gets weak as soon as it gets out. Only thing is, according to the Ramban, you need three. Hey, so you have three. Meat and milk is three. Meat and milk and meat is three. It's all threes. Wow. 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 This is a remarkable idea. I think it's beautiful. Only one problem. The problem is in the next page. The problem is the next page. Watch this. Who's right? Who's right? Tosfos or the Ramban? Look at Rabbi Kiveger, the same Chur Reish Zion. We paskin like Tosfos. Shagam tam sheni hu kvar kolosh already. How do you know? Because the poskim say, doesn't tell you who, shem bishlu kodem a Pesach. You cook before Pesach. Bikdeva shel chometz. You use a chometz to kapat, but not on Pesach, before Pesach. Before Pesach, we know chometz is mutter. Have a nat barnat. It's a not barnat, we pass this barnat barnat the hetera. Yes, the Rashba holds chomet shmolov is not barnat the isura. But still, it's considered to be not barnat after rak tam sheni. Rabbol say over here, what did I do? I cooked chomet in a pot, and now I cook milk in the pot, plain meat in the pot. Right? That's already going to say not barnat. It's the equivalent of the Gemara about a Zohar and Zohin. That the meat itself is called a not barnat, that he is not chal on it. Not that the pshat can't ask a number three. Number two itself is mutter. Since the post can hold that way, we must pass like Tosfos against the Rambam. Anyways, another raya, I both say. What's the other raya? Tzadi dalid. You stick a spoon, milk a spoon, twice into a fleshika pot. You need twice shishim. We discussed this before a little bit. Okay? What's this all about? Why, Rabosai? Why? You have to say that the milk which came also the first time for the meat, because it came into the spoon, even though the meat came in was not nesar. Why? It's makusher lebosah shebigdera. What do you have over here? You have a whole pot of chicken soup. You put a milk and a spoon inside. Now, Rabosai, chicken soup is absorbed in the spoon is considered to be tied together, makusher, to the chicken soup in the pot. To the chicken soup in the pot. So yeah, but that's not a problem, Rabbi Osai. That's not a problem. But what is a problem? What is a problem? The milk does become also. Wait, did I hear milk also without meat? It's against the Ramban's cardinal principle. The Ramban said it's double or nothing. Remember that Ramban we saw? We just saw it around a minute ago. The only answer is if it goes in both directions. In both directions. Only in one direction wouldn't answer. That's what Dago Shalom Bekarim Mutl Bekutach. You know, the Kutach could in theory answer the Bosa Shebedogim, but the Bosa Shebedogim can't answer number three, which is the Kutach. It has to be answered both. And we saw it a few minutes ago. But it's clear, Rabosai, in the Poskim and Sadi Dala, that's not true. But you say it can be one directional Isser. Now here's the problem. Here's the big problem. Good. Well, if he's there, we have a big problem on both sides. Sarah Beer. Eich posak ha-mechaber kan siv gimel legabe hadochas chorus kedas Ramban shamatir. No! The Ramban is l'shitoso. When we reject the Ramban earlier. Ah, what a kasha. Very quite this barley ale, both bays. Shendidon ze gam ken tolim machlokas tosif Ramban. We pass like Tosis. Ha klosha nases rak achashen noch b'mayim. Rabbo says, I told you yesterday, experiment, I showed you. Only after it lands does it become mutter. Only after it lands. Ulgabi hadochas karos tzorech lesser. It hasn't landed yet. Like the Sefer Truma, as the Ramah paskins. It's a stira de mechaber. Stira de mechaber. The mechaber paskins in Sadi Dalid, Rabosai. There can be Yisuf one without the other. That's against the Ramban. And Sadi Hesed Gimel, he passes like the Ramban. That the Vleshika dishes washed in the middle of a pan, a mutter. A stira de mechaber, Rabosai. What a great, I never thought of this guy. Great kasha that he asks. What's his answer? Fascinating answer. Vinir, the af shetosvus echmiru, the gabi hadochas karos, kedasei fratruma. That's true, and then we'd be stuck. Aval harosh kosav lahokl bazeh, the nechshav lenat barnat. The rosh said so. Lamros, the modern Hebrew word, we've had a few times in the siman. Despite the fact sheharosh atzmo gam ken sover ketosvus b'shoresh hadin shenat barnat. Why? Sherei gam arosh kosav the gabe shlomim to nechshav the nat barnat afshu rak tam sheni. Doesn't go into a third medium. So the rosh holds the lovedness of Tosfos that tam sheni is already huklash while it's number two before it goes into number three. So how do you explain the rosh? So why then does the rosh say in the case of the fleshing of dishes in the middle of the pan that it's mutter? Why is it mutter? Sarach lomar kam ladato. Taklosha nases rakish and noch betapsha. No, the law be also not clear. The law came, but do also call him shinus pasha but they were shabasa. You have to say, Rabbi Sayek, what did you say, Rosh? Only after it lands. No, if it's only after it lands, so why in heaven's name is the Rosh being makil in the case of washing the fleshika dishes in the milchika pan, there's no smooth landing. By the time the meat in the dishes lands, it's already banged into the water which is coming from the pan in which the dishes are placed. There's no smooth landing. He has a brilliant suggestion. Look what he says. Aval became a dogos koros dato shel harosh. Look at this now. This is brilliant. Lahatir the nechshav lenat barnat lokatosis. So let me ask the rosh. This is absolutely brilliant. A third possibility. Shaklosha omnam nases rak betoch hatavsha. There's no haklosha. The instant that the swallowed, the absorbed item leaves its host. No, at that very split second, there's no haklosha yet. No. In the tash, here's a breakthrough. Aval ein sorech shianuach b'tashul zman ma. There's no need for a smooth landing. Elasagi bezeh sheover derech hatashul. It fits in with the beirim. Once it really gets into the tashul, and the tashul imposes its flavor on it, it weakens it. Hasn't landed yet. Kadesha miyad yikolesh uva madiach korosh obosim korosh okolo hore kadei shatamem yipokshu or yifkashu zeh heim chayovim labor derech hamayim, that they pass through the water. Vizelavad, it hasn't landed yet. It's flying through the water with the greatest of ease. It's going like an Olympic swimmer. It's swimming through the water. Okay? So the Vad Maklish holds some Avshad Dayan Lonochu B'mayim Zlamba. I haven't landed yet. Ken Tzorech Loma B'dasa Rosh. And the Mechaber passes like the Rosh, even though he holds not Barnat like Tosis against the Ramban. This is a Meridik of art. There are three possibilities. When does it become weakened? When it leaves? And if that's the case, when it leaves, it's automatically weakened. How do you explain the fact that if you cook milk in a fleshika pot, that everything is treif? You have to say it's only mutter if it goes into the third medium. That's the Ramban Shita. We is when it leaves. Okay? Fine. It leaves the second medium to the third. Good. That's Ramban Shita. All Haktosis. No. It's not weak until it lands. And until it lands, it's usur. That's why if you are washing fleshiga dishes in a milchika pan, it's going to be usur. Because it's not weakened until it actually lands. And before it lands, it banged into the milchiks already. But it's a third possibility. What's the third possibility? It weakens when it gets into the next medium, even if it hasn't landed yet. And she does a rush, and she does a mechaber. So therefore we say, Rabosai, that the second item is itself weak. She does a tosus or a rush, derives from those stories, etc., etc. Very nice, against the Ramban, that the second one is intact until it gets to a third. No, second one's already weak. The second one's already weak. Oh, the question now becomes, if the second one is already weak, this is Shitas HaTosfis, so what should emerge from that is that the, since we said before the Ramban is the Shitaso, what should emerge from that is that the Ramban is wrong and the Tosfos are right, the Sefer Truma is right. So why then is the Mechaber and the Rosh, they seem to hold from both? It's the third possibility. Namely, it's not when it leaves, it's not when it lands, it's when it gets into the next medium. When it gets to. So here you have the meat and the milk leaving their respective headquarters. The meat leaving the dishes and the milk leaving the pan. Sorry. The minute it starts to swim through the medium of water, they already got weakened, Rabosai. So by the time they bang into each other, it's already not the hetera, it's the rush and the mechaber paskin. Think about it a few more times, you'll see it's a very beautiful suggestion in the Megillah Sefer. A third possibility. Again, not when it leaves, which is the Ramban. Now when it lands, which is Tosfos, when it gets mixed in to the medium in between, which is Shitas HaRosh, and it's also Shitas HaMechaber Halacha L'maaseh. This is absolutely very, very, very smart. Very smart. Okay. Narabosai. Let's take a look in the... You know what? To save time, we only have 15 minutes to go. I was going to show you the sources inside, but let's try to look over here, go express, and see over here in Oz Dalet, things, some of which we actually saw already in the Mishpat Zohar Aleph, and it'll review it for us a little bit. Watch this now. Oz Dalet. Haskomas haposkin. Shaheta shel nat barnat hudafka ba'ofen sha'ovar ha'klosha achas shel kli u'kagon dogim sha'olu b'kara. Shetama bosar niklash harbe bikli, the meat went into the dish, and the taste of it was weakened, and then you put in fish. Abame ochel lo ochel, goes from one food to another. Lo nechshav lenat barnat. Gives an example. Kon shabishal yerokos in bosar. I mentioned this to you yesterday. You cook potato cholent. There's the case. You cook cholent, which is meat and potatoes, right? Cook them together. Look what's happening over here. V'chakach bishul esayirokas. Took out the potatoes and cooked them with what? With dogim. Now I'll cook these potatoes with fish. Ein ze nechshav not barnat. No, it's not barnat. Even though it jumped twice, it jumped from meat to potatoes to fish. That's not considered to be a not barnat. Who said so? Mishpat Zohar of Aleph. Chavas Dash, Shari Dura, Sefer Truma, Vapim Egodim Kosev, Afilu Elef Tamim won't help. Whee! Let's take a look at that. That's a great expression. Take a look at this in Mishpat Zohar Zohar Aleph. You'll find it. Take a look right there. We were there already. Sadi Hey Aleph in the Mishpat Zohar Zohar. The very beginning. Has Chakiris in Aparna. One. Yidavka Tam Aleph Bekli for Tam Beis Beochel Huklash Tam Abishar. It's the Gemara's case. Of Dog of Shalom Bakar, yeah. Hotam Aleph, Gam Kain Biochel, Lo Mahani, Af Elef Tamim, Kimamashab. That's his bottom line. go through 1,000 foods. I can't think of 1,000 different foods, but if you can, look it up in some kind of gourmet restaurant, the list of foods. 1,000 foods, A, B, C, D, to 1,000. It's still not considered to be in the category of not by not, according to the idea, which is forwarded over here, presented, I should say, by the Prima Gaudim. That's on the one hand. Okay? So from ochel to ochel, doesn't work. What's the other extreme? Uvaklosha shall beis kalim. It's not the Gemara's case. The Gemara's case, dogim shalom bakara, what happened? It went from the meat to the pot, or the plate, and the plate to the fish. First kli, then ochel. Good. Ochel and ochel, we assume it's no good. What about kli and kli? What about kli and kli? What status does that have? Says the Halakha of Megillah Seif. Mutter afilu imhoya borak beis nos netam. Who said so? The Mishpat Zov Tes, right here in our Siman. Shebadochas Karo Shabasar Im Shalchalov. What did Rambam say? Matir Kol Hakelim Be Ofenish and Binechon Einu Binyomu. That we saw in the Rambam. Good. Umavur Betaz is saving time. You can look at it yourself in the Taz of Cotton Tes. Look carefully. Shafilu. Litam shekosu v'tosus. We just saw yesterday. The chayshin and shemen nogu akelim zebezeh v'nivlu shalom b'mtzol samayim. Maybe the dish that you're rinsing bang into the walls of the pan in which you are rinsing them. Kam kenesh lahatir. Why? Tatam hanivla b'kli she'eno b'nyomo hu adayin dehetera kevan shetam akli atzmo pogum. Ain't a benyom. After ben isbashlu machmir lechatchila, we pass like the Rivon. Vim kein hoyo lado lahachmir lechatchila b'kli matches lahatzur hagola. Let's say we should require a hagola based upon the Rivon. No, we don't say that. Shani och, tavi beis kalim kli. Right, it's talking about the kli touches the kli. Right, it's going from the meat to one kli to another kli. When it goes from meat to kli, that's the most kal. Let's chazer again. Meat to kli to fish, that's the machlokus in the Gemara. Meat to potatoes to fish, also the chaladeis. Meat to pot is mutter the chaladeis. That's more kal, Rabosai. That's more kal, Rabosai. More kal. That means the chatchila. After that base tamin. Here's a chidushim the floyim. Yes, sir.
Didn't you say that
ain
tam
yes, there is mime over here. Yes, guys, there is mime.
Below mime.
Very good. It there's mime. How does it go to the poem? Water everywhere. I taught that once. Yeah, learn that. There's water everywhere. They're all submerged in water. Yes, it's true. Tosis is worried about the pots are going to touch each other. But that's not called below rotem. It's rotem all over the place.
Right, that's not. I'm curious. It says, okay, Lutar, Philly, Pay, Rock, Basin, Close to Town, below, how you mind that? So the first one.
He means my case. He means this case with, with all the submerged in water. That's how I understand. Otherwise, your question would be an excellent question. An excellent question. Fine. That's what it says. Watch, take a look over here, and right over here, and sif tasif cotton tests. Turn. Don't trust me for anything. Tasif cotton tests. If you have a chance, I'll look at the Mishpat Zov a little bit. The tasif cotton tests. What's the case? He says, we aser, that's the sefer truma, unless one is ena ben yomo, and then everything's mutter. Says the tas test. Also, shu ben yomo mutter. Why? To pgamu mekabel. It receives taste from an ena ben yomo. Also, shu ena ben yomo gam kin eno nesem. And also, shu ben yomo. Why not? The not bar not hu vadayin heteru af acher she nichas esoch zeakli. Why? Me acher she eno ben yomo memela ein shem isirolov. And therefore, it's mutter, even according to the first reason in Tosfos, shenogos b'machves, that they're going to touch each other, it's still going to be mutter. It's still going to be mutter. Oh. Still going to be mut. You look at the prima god at the very beginning. He asks you a kasha. Afilu the tamechot shemel bolu kelim zemizeh from tosa mayim parentheses machmas chom vehem shemikdeira. Because there's water everywhere. Mikom gam adayin heteru the tam di day no stam of gamu. Look at that. That's what he's suggesting. A big leniency. The Rosh says, Ein Ksover Kalim Bolu Zemizeh. That's what he is saying. He says, even for us, what do we say? What do we say? We have a certain chumris, right? We Yivon, etc. Mikomakom, Beis Tamim, Beis Kalim, Mekilin, Shadayin Hetakamavur. We're make of Kli, it's the most Kal case. It's Chazir again. First a Kli and then a food, that's the Gemara's case. First a food and then a food is also the Chol HaDeis. First a Kli and then a Kli is even more Kal. What about the fourth remaining case? What's that? First a food, then a Kli. Yeah.
When you have two Kalim, what is the Metzius of the case in the second Kli interacting with the milk?
The Fleishika dish which touched, which into which the meat had been placed, now it's rinsing, floating very beautifully in the middle of a full milchika pot filled with water. That's beautiful. But then it gives a bang against the wall. That's Tos Tosba. That's the case. So Narabosai, the Mishpat Zov and Sivkot Aleph, talks about this. First a food, and then a kli. Look what he says. Look what he says. Look inside. Yeroah, this is based upon sources, after the parentheses. Yeroah Borer, halfway down Aleph. Davka tam echad b'kli v'sheni b'ochel huklash. The Gemara. Hotam echad ba'ochel, v'chakach b'kli, osur, t'kol ba'ochel, hu havi, t'kol ba'ochelu, havi k'mama shuka amur. Look at that. Just read in Prima Garden. First ochel, then kli, is no good. Is no good. Does anybody disagree? So here, once again, and this we have to end with this, the Megillas Sefer has what to say about this. We'll have to, this is our last point for today. Where are we? I think it's the next page. Can you see it here? Oh. Achronim nechleku im sarach dafka klosha rishona b'kli rak achrezeh mahani haklosha shniya v'ochel. That's a Gemara. Odilmano kam haklosha rishona v'ochel v'chakach b'kli mahani. Again, Supreme God. What's the case? Kagon shabishel basar im yirokas v'chakach bishel es hayirokas b'kdeira haim yuchel achakach levashel b'kdeira z'ucholav. It's exactly the case. First ochel and then kli. Mishpisal Zav, no, we saw it, no. Yad Yehuda says, you're wrong. Says, you prima gonna be wrong. What's his raya? For the Ramban. Oh, that's why it's so important. Ramban we had before. What did Ramban say? Shemoil gam haklosha shel ochel kodem la klosha sakli. What's his raya? Because the Ramban said, tam sheni hu adayin tam gomur. We saw this, against Tosis. The Ramban says, while it's only number two, it's still Tam Gom. V'rak Tam Shlishi Mutter. Frank the Ramban, what do you do with Shaifa? Remember that Shaifa story? What do you do with the Shaifa? What's with the Shaifa business? Right? So what did he say? What did he say? Yeah, the Ramban answers. We saw yesterday in the Ran. The Shaifa itself wasn't Mar. It was cooked with a Mar. And the Tavshul is Kvar Tam Shlishi. Okay, because it's already a third text. Muhammad Ibn Ramban says the Yad Yehuda, Shemol HaKlosher Rishona B'Yochel Avkodem HaKli. The first was the Davar Mar into the Shaifa, before the Shaifa went into the Kli. You see, Klor, according to Ramban, it could be Ochel Kli. Ah, Rabosai, you can already smell how he's going to get out of that. You can smell it, can't you? Supreme Godim says, Shah Rishonim argue with the Ramban, and therefore it's no right. But look what he says. Achrei diyesh beis hakloshes gemura shel kli v'chakach ochel ef shel tzayves hakloshe shekodem hakli lios nat shlishi l'das Ramban. Rabosai, if the Ramban requires three, that's the Ramban shita, so you can have ochel kli kli, that you can have, suggests the Megillah Sefer, that you can have. And as a matter of fact, there's our last source for today, is what he quotes, but I'd like to see it in the original. Please turn, if you don't mind, to the Chavas Das, Sifkot and Dalet. Rabosai, it's on the Makoros. Just for a minute. Chavas Das, Sifkot and Dalet. Please turn. Chavas Das, Tzadi Hei, Sifkot and Dalet. I'm going to show you just one line. Here we are. Sadi Hey Dalit. Very beginning. Ayin Shach. Dibinitzlu also b'di'evit. That's what the Tosfos suggests in Zvachim. Dibibishul choshev ksas kegimel nos neitan. So kedera. Haynu l'kedera mekdera l'mayim imayim l'basar. Okay. V'yavta mikli Yotze below Rotef, we learned this before, it is Yotze below Rotef from a Kli, and the Dogim can get it from the Yosef there without the Rotef, but Iker Atam goes through the Rotef, of course, the Rashman Torah Sabais. Says the footnote, Rabbi Osai, the footnote, look what it says. He says, wait a second, maybe he's working with an assumption that Beis Nos Neitam who may Ochel Lo Ochel might work, but the Prima Godim, as we saw, says no. The Tam Rishon may Ochel Lo Ochel and above a Cheshbon of Nat Bar Nat. So here the Chavas Das seems to be going against the Prima Godim, as the Imre Baruch on the bottom says, and we have a right to suggest, Rabosai, that it counts towards three, but not towards two. That's his punchline. Give me another warmish 1 minute. He counts towards three. Yeah. Chavas Das, Argon the Prima Godin. Da 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 da. Skipping a little bit. 1 second, just want to show one line. Imre Baruch. Miu. Here too we can say. Nishit Starifla Klosha Shlishis. Moil Gamken Aklosha Chalosha Shekodim Hakli. Kevin she'achar akli yesh haklosha no sefer shel adogim, aval lo she'choshev kaklosha gemura v'shemiyi haklosha no sefer shel kli yemut levasha b'cholim. We don't say that ochel following kli is works. That does not work. If there are two additional stages, then and only then perhaps it would work. Rabosai, we're out of time. Then tomorrow we're going to continue these inyanim, if not barnat, at the regular time, the siyata d'shma. So next week is going to be two events. Tuesday night at the Chagiga here in the Yeshiva. And I think we're scheduled.